With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
And I thank all members and the parliamentary staff for a productive sitting.
Wednesday's sitting of Parliament was a productive one, with ministers tabling several reports and fielding multiple questions from opposition MPs. Lawmakers also debated six bills before suspending standing orders and passing all with third readings.
The Airports Authority Amendment and Validation Bill, the Auditor's Oversight Amendment, Validation and Repeal Bill, the Airports Authority Amendment Bill, Health Practice Amendment Bill, the Parliament Management Amendment Bill, the Proceeds of Crime Amendment Bill has been read a third time and is passed.
Proceedings resume today at 11 a.m., so make sure to pop over to our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM, to hear the proceedings live. Now, one of those bills members backed on Wednesday will wind down and eventually repeal the auditor's oversight authority, with Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks arguing the body's mandate has narrowed over time and is no longer justifying a standalone agency.
This bill reflects the government's commitment to maintain a modern, proportionate, and internationally aligned regulatory framework, one that supports market confidence, fosters innovation, and ensures the efficient use of public resources.
Opposition members supported the measure, with debate describing it as a cleanup exercise to fix governance gaps and formally close an authority that had little remaining work after regulated entities left the local exchange. The premier added that the actual repeal of the Auditor's Oversight Authority Act won't happen immediately, as it's designed to allow for an orderly wind down of the authority first. Lawmakers also spent significant time on the Airports Authority Amendment Bill, which will give approved airport officers power to stop vehicles, carry out non-intrusive visual inspections in designated security zones, and move to physical searches when there are, quote, reasonable grounds. Infrastructure Minister the Honorable Jay Ebanks says the changes follow recommendations tied to international aviation oversight.
This bill is not about turning our airport into a fortress. It is not about treating our people as suspects or making visitors feel unwelcome. It's about making sure that the relaxed professionalism, the environment we are proud of, can be sustained legally, securely, and in full compliance with international standards. We are not changing the experience. We are protecting it.
Even with broad support, opposition and independent members raised concerns about how far those powers should go, especially when it comes to warrantless arrests, who can be designated as an appointed officer, and what training standards will apply. Deputy Leader of the Opposition, the Honorable Kenneth Bryan.
This is a significant legal power in the policing world, Mr. Speaker. In our common law tradition, an arrest without warrant is the highest level of enforcement action. While it is a necessary tool for the airport's security to do their job, because the power is being extended to, and I quote again, approve officers, which under Schedule 4, Item 5, can include any person designated in writing.
Mr. Bryan said it's critical for anyone given that power to be held to the highest standard of accountability. A separate Airports Authority Amendment and Validation Bill also moved ahead, with government saying it closes a legal gap around fees for air navigation services that have long been provided to commercial and private aircraft. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Oil prices have fallen back slightly after reaching their highest level for 4 years. Brent crude rose to $126 a barrel earlier on Thursday. Prices spiked after reports that the US was considering new strikes on Iran. Israel's Navy has intercepted a flotilla of more than 50 boats carrying aid to Gaza in international waters off the coast of Crete. The Israeli Foreign Ministry says about 170 activists were arrested. The flotilla organisers denounced the move as piracy. The Lebanese Health Ministry says at least 9 people have been killed in the south of the country by Israeli strikes. Israel had issued evacuation warnings for 8 Lebanese towns. A blockade around the Malian capital is tightening. A jihadist group, Jinim, has closed several routes into Bamako. Coordinated attacks by jihadists and separatists at the weekend dealt a major blow to Mali's military government. BBC News.